Colossians chapter 2. For I wish that you knew what great conflict I have for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. So that their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Elohim, and of the Father, and of the Messiah. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should deceive you with enticing words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in the Messiah. As you have therefore received the Messiah Yeshua the Master, so walk in him. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after the Messiah. For in him all the fullness of the Elohim himself dwells bodily. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In whom you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of the Messiah. Buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you of all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his torture stake. And having despoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in food, in drink, in respect of a holy day, of the new moon, or of the Sabbaths. Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of the Messiah. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered, and knit together, increases with the increase of Elohim. Therefore, if you are dead with the Messiah from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle. Which are all to perish with use, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship, humility, and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh.